This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last study, we found that God created man and woman. Both bore the image of God and were commissioned to be faithful stewards of life, relationships, and the environment. Both were accountable to God for all they were and had. Chapter 3 presents the tragic account of how man fell from that pristine position of living in harmony with his Creator God. The temptation of Satan through the serpent is important to understand because his basic tactics have not changed. Compare this with the temptation of Jesus found in Matthew 4, 1-10, and the teaching in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15-17. Satan always tries to get you to question the authority and trustworthiness of God. He appeals to the flesh. The fruit was good for food. To the emotions, the fruit was pleasing to the eyes. To the mind, the fruit was desirable for gaining wisdom. And to pride, God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God. Eve and then Adam fell for Satan's lie and experienced the bitter consequences of violating God's trust by disobeying him. This sin distorted the image of God in man, caused him and his offspring to have a bent toward doing their own thing, and experience the compounding consequences in the environment and society where they lived. God, as seen in the garden, lovingly pursues sinful man, appealing for honest confession of wrongdoing and providing for forgiveness and reconciliation. Sin leaves its bitter consequences, but God's grace is evident and available.